Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are studying today in Lesson 2. And today, our study is beginning to tell us the names of God. And the first name that we see as we study is Elohim, the Creator. And this is a name that designates God as God. And in Deuteronomy 10:17 tells us that the Lord, your God, Elohim, is the God of gods. So let's begin our study today in prayer and ask the Father to lead, guide, and direct us. Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is that you have written down your word for each of us, that we may know you, and that we may know you by your names, because your names tell us your character, tells us of your attributes and of your very nature. So, Father, we just call upon you through the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us as we study. We give you all the praise, and glory, and honor. In Jesus' name I do pray. Now, looking back at the word Elohim, the E-L in the beginning of the word means mighty or strong. So that includes Almighty God, and that's a primary Hebrew word translated in God in the Old Testament. Now, sometimes this word is also used as Jehovah rather than Lord. And the H-I-M, the him, ending of Elohim is very significant because in the Hebrew language it is a plural. It's indicating more than one. So Elohim, the name of God as Creator, and we see that in the very beginning of the first chapter in the book of Genesis, in verse 1, because that verse tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we know that that plural stands for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, which is the Trinity. So does that mean that there's more than one God? No. The Lord Jehovah is our God, Elohim, and the Lord is one. And that is written in Deuteronomy 6:4. God the Father, as I said earlier, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This is one in essence, in character, yet there's three persons united in one. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, the scripture says, the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. So, the Spirit here is the Holy Spirit. It was there with God in the beginning. So by faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God. God spoke, and everything came into existence. And you see that as it's written in Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3. He spoke, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, moved. And then we see the third person of the Trinity. Colossians 1:16 tells us that in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth. So we see that each person of the triune Godhead had a part in the creation. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And it reads, "Then God, Elohim, said, let us make man in our image." The us and the our refers to more than one. He was speaking of himself, of his Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So, here we see a name, and what does it mean to us? How can the name Elohim serve as a strong tower for us? In our last lesson, we had a memory verse from Proverbs 18:10. And this verse told us that in time of trouble, in time of trials, in tribulation, in suffering, where we can run during these times. And that verse says, Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe." So we know from our study that when we have our troubles and trials, that through the Word of God, that we know that we can run to Him, to Elohim, the Creator, because He is a creator of all things, and all things were created by Him. So, why, how, and what was the purpose of God creating us as believers? How and why? We learn that in Psalms 139, verse 13 and 14, tells us, "He disformed my inward parts. He disweaved me in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made." So, God wove us in our mother's womb even before time began. And He wove us for a purpose. He made us one of a kind, and we were created for His glory. So, we know sometimes in life we see children that are born, that are deformed, that maybe may not even have but one arm, or maybe born without any hands. So, when we look at these, what do we see? Do we see any purpose that God has created these? Let's look at some scriptures, and it tells us why even those that are deformed, even those that are blind, even those that can't walk, God created them for a purpose. And even in the Old Testament, Moses spoke, and he, when the Lord called him to go and speak to Pharaoh and to tell Pharaoh to let his people, God's people, go, Moses said to the Lord in Exodus 4:10, Please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in time past, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. But God spoke back and told Moses in 4:11 of Exodus, who has made man's mouth, or who makes him dumb or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? So why then would God create people that are different from normal? We can go also to the New Testament, and we can see from John 9:2 how that the disciples, whenever Jesus healed the blind man, the disciples saw that this man was blind from birth, and they said to Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? That was John 9:2. And then in John 9:3, Jesus answers them and tells them and us his purpose in people being born in deformity. And he says in John 9:3, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was in order that the works of God might be displayed in him. So God worked through Jesus and healed this blind man. And he says that this came that he was blind so that the world could see the power and the healing of this man through God, through Jesus, his son. So, isn't it wonderful to know then that we are loved and we have one that we can run to that's a strong tower of the name of Elohim that we just quoted in Proverbs 18:10. Sometimes we may not understand why these things happen, the situation that people are in, but we know that we can trust in the name of our Lord. So let's look at Isaiah 50:10. 50:10 of Isaiah. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God, Elohim. And then we look at Psalms 7:17 that says, I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Now we're going to study next week of this word of the name of the Lord Most High. And that's going to be El Elyon. And this is given in Psalm 7:17. For it says, for the Lord Jehovah, your God, Elohim, is the God Elohim of gods, and the Lord Jehovah of lords, the great, the mighty, and awesome God. And that is in Deuteronomy 10:17. Now, today we have a memory verse that we want to remember. So make a note somewhere on this lesson that you're studying today, which is lesson two, the memory verse is Romans 11, verse 36. For from him, Elohim, and through him, Elohim, and to him, Elohim, are all things. To him, Elohim, be the glory forever. Amen. So Elohim represents the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we want to look at something else that is a question sometimes that whenever people are having trials and troubles and looks like there's no end to it and they can't understand and they begin to ask, well, why was I born? Why am I living? That's a question that comes when people are suffering, when they're in a lot of pain. So, why did Elohim, God, create me? Why did he form me in my mother's womb? As we studied in Psalms 139:13. Now, let's look at Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1, 3, and 4, and verse 7. So we read, thus says the Lord, your creator, Elohim, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, I am the Lord your God, Elohim. You are precious in my sight. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. So, according to Isaiah 43, we see that we were created for his glory. The one that made man, male and female, Genesis 1:27. In his image, we were created and made in his image for his glory. So, when you look up the word glory, what does it mean? In the Hebrew, it means to give the correct opinion or estimate of. So, can you see how awesome it is to know that we have been created for his glory? So, to give him glory, what do we need to do to give a correct opinion or estimate? We're to live our lives in such a way that it will reflect him, that he will get honor and glory. And now let's look at other scripture of why that we were born. Looking at Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they existed and were created. So, we were not only created for his glory, but we were created for his will. And the King James Version says for his pleasure. If I live for his will, then I am living for his pleasure. So, that's why that we were created. We were created to bring him honor and glory. We were created for His pleasure, to bring His pleasure, to live our lives that will bring Him pleasure. Don't you know that your children were born to bring you pleasure? And each child, regardless of whether that child is born afflicted or in perfect health, they bring us pleasure and they bring God glory. So we go back to the beginning that we learn the name of God is Elohim, the Almighty God, our Creator. So we have been created then for His glory and for His pleasure. So we're to live our lives for Him to accomplish His will. So is there anything in my life and in your life that we need to change to bring Him honor and glory, to be in His will? Let's look, before we close for today's lesson, at the memory verse, Revelation 4:11. Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they existed and were created. So Elohim identifies God as Creator. So do you think that's important to know Him as Creator? And we have just studied in our lesson today, yes, it's important that we know Him as our Creator, that we might bring Him honor and glory, and that we may do everything according to His will. See, the more we know Him, the more we know His character, the more we know how that each name that He brings is going to help us to know and understand why we need to bring Him pleasure, knowing who He is. So we ask ourselves, what role then has God had in my life? And what is my responsibility to Him as Creator? We're all responsible to bring Him glory and honor, and to do His will. So, whatever is happening in your life today, or whatever circumstance, they are a lot easier to deal with and to understand if we know God as our Elohim, as our Creator. So let us close this lesson today in prayer. Heavenly Father, Elohim, Creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in it, and everyone that is born and ever will be born, You created before each of us was in our mother's womb, and You knew us, and You pre-created us for Your glory and for Your will, for Your pleasure. And I pray that as we read Your word, as we study Your names, that we, each individual, will come to know you more, to know your character, to know your attributes, to know your nature, that, Father, we may be able to live our lives, to bring out all the glory of who you are, and to do your will in everything, that all that we come in contact with will see you, God, Elohim, the Creator, in our lives for your glory, for your honor. I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.